Rhonda's house. Nikki speaking.
Nikki, this is Jodie Campbell calling. I'm kind of new with your agency.
Yeah.
Kelly's coming out today at 11 o'clock. But in other agencies that I work with and had their people come through, like, I think I got 25 hours a week. Is that right?
You want to know how many hours you get a week?
Well, yes, you could tell me. But if not, I was just going to ask you this other question. Like sometimes, like, if, you know, you're doing something that, like I have to go to this one doctor, he's, like, an hour away. So then by the time I get there and go back, it's already, I don't know how many hours you're supposed to work, but could we, like, sometimes move it around so that, like, maybe one day she's fine and then she takes the day off at the end of the week, like that, so that she's not over her hours, but some days, like, projects take longer, you know what I mean?
Okay, hold for me 1 second, okay, Debbie?
Okay, sure.
All right, Deborah, it looks like you get 23 hours a week.
Okay. So just so we don't go past that, but we'll call you if we're going to change it. But I don't know what the hours really are, because I didn't get a contract or anything, but if you could send me that. But then, like, say we're going to do 5 in one day, which would be probably not normal, then we won't do another day or something like that, okay?
Okay.
Is
so
that okay,
you? Okay. Well, no. So the caregiver needs to reach out to Rachel, who does the scheduling.
Okay.
So as long as Rachel knows what's going on, that way Rachel knows how to schedule. So if you have an appointment.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah. If you have
an appointment. Yeah, that's what it is. I haven't gone to the doctor for 10 years. Not dentist, not anything.
Okay.
But,
no, I understand.
I need to go.
Yeah, just make sure that your caregiver knows she has to reach out to Rachel because Rachel has
okay.
to change that scheduling, okay?
All right.
Okay.
That sounds fair.
Okay.
I can't see at all. I can't see near or far.
Oh, no, I understand.
I don't think you can see near and far together after you're a certain age. I think you just can see one or the other.
Yeah.
I can't decide which one I want. But I have to get that surgery anyway, so that might help. But anyway, and then I was going to talk to her because I don't think she said you guys maybe didn't explain it as much as she would have liked you to, like what her duties are and stuff. Well, I'm kind of like whenever I work, I think I don't care what my duties are. If I got to get the job done, I'm going to get it, whatever it is. You know, I mean, I don't want it to be moving or anything like that. But you know what I mean.
Who is the caregiver?
Kelly. This is her first time.
Okay. Okay.
Kelly, I don't know what her last name is.
She
always, like, I would tell her, like I told her in 1 week, like, we'll have to get the floors done and the dusting done. That's pretty much, you know, and maybe we got to go to the store and stuff. So I don't care what day you do, whatever, you know, just so you have, like, a little schedule in your mind of when you're going to do that stuff. And because I fell off a lot in my book with vertebrae and my ribs. It was, like, a mess. But anyway, I told her to just go ahead. You need to say something?
Oh, no, go ahead.
Okay. So I look about comfortable telling people to do things, but I have to because she won't know what to do, you know what I mean?
Right.
But I'm just going to tell her, like, I would tell her, like, you know, that, what I told her, like, dusting and stuff in 1 week. But then she'd just, like, sit back down and start texting right away. And I thought, you can't do that. I couldn't do that. That's cool. I could never text anybody during the day, you know. You have to, like, emergency, yeah, but you can't just, you know, wash your dishes and then go down and do nothing because I really do need help, you know what I mean? So, and then I like to say that's tough because I don't know how it works. I don't know what the deal is with this whole thing. What do you think?
Okay, we'll take care of it for you.
Okay, because I don't feel comfortable telling people what to do. I really don't.
No, I understand. We'll take care of it.
It's not my kind of thing, you know what I mean? And, like, sometimes you don't clean a drawer out every week, but, like, once in a while, a drawer has to get cleaned out because, like, next to my bed, there's a drawer. And there's always hair in it and food. And, like, I don't know how it happens. I think it's in the middle of the night. I do things and don't quite remember. But then it gets really gross, and you can't have food in the drawer because of the hair. You know what I mean? Like, so just, like, stuff like that once in a while. But and, like, then there's things, let me ask you this, too. Like, there's things, like, I don't know how to do. Like, my phone, I don't hardly know how to use it. I did know a little more, but I think I lost some of that. But, maybe she'll be able to help me navigate those kind of things. Like, I can't remember who my health insurance is ever. I just keep forgetting everything. I can't remember people's names, and it's like, and I finally figured out I'm not going to get better. It's only going to get worse. I didn't at first. I thought, you know, you get sick and then you get better, but not this one. It just gets worse. So anyway, so I'm sorry. It's going to have to be bad memory because I'll forget everything. Like I'll forget. I'll know in the morning, and then I'll forget 2 hours later. Like so. I mean, it's not saying she has an easy job, but I do need help. You know what I mean? Or else my sister's so real mean. They'll put me in that nursing home. They want to already. They're very mean girls. I think they have witches half and stuff. No, I'm just kidding. They do pick on me. And they think I'm irresponsible. Like, why would I all of a sudden I not pay my bills? I don't know what the hell's going on. That's all. You know, just give me a break. It'll help me out a little bit. That's all. I mean... You know, that was just, you know what I mean? Like that. No problem.
Okay, yeah. We'll make sure that she takes care of it because there's a list there that she can use and she'll know what you need done there, okay?
Okay, I appreciate that. I haven't been out of the house because I don't drive anymore, so that'll be nice too that she can take me and we can, you know, get things because I can't remember what I need to put on a list, but if I see it there, I'll know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that. Oh. I can remember recipes, but I can't remember who'll make them and stuff for because I don't really eat too much. But it'll work out. You know what? Just so nobody dies, it's a good day. That's what I say.
Yep, you're going to be fine. You're going to take care of that. Okay?
Okay, thanks, Nikki.
You're welcome.
Bye.
You have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.